you know that that announcement was coming?
No, Joe didn't share that information with me. I saw the announcement at the same time as everyone else. Naturally, I'd had discussions with him over the last few months and made my views known to him. The decision, however, was his. I respected the fact that the law gives that responsibility exclusively to the Treasurer. I know that he weighed it up very carefully in his mind and was deeply conscious about the importance of the decision. But I'm naturally pleased with the outcome.
Surprised as well? Grain growers are certainly expressing a degree of surprise this morning.
Well, I think it does demonstrate that there are checks and balances in place. I've always been concerned that this was a takeover that was going to deliver very little value to the Australian grain industry, but would whittle away our capacity as a nation to make decisions about our own food supply chain and our capacity to grow our export markets. I think it is important that we have strong Australian players in agribusiness. This is, after all, a very productive country. We are major exporters. We've got huge potential to contribute into the future. And I want Australian companies to be a part of that growth and new opportunities.
For that growth to happen, of course, Australian agriculture needs investment. ADM was promising, among other things, $200 million for rail infrastructure. GrainCorp says there's no way it can match that kind of investment on its own. Have growers shot themselves in the foot, and have the Nationals helped them shoot themselves in the foot by disallowing this sale?
Well, GrainCorp now must buckle down and do its job. Growers do expect a great deal of GrainCorp, and it'd be fair to say that many have been disappointed about its performance in the past. Now it has an opportunity to prove to the grain industry that it can be a major player. Don Taylor himself wrote on this issue at the time the takeover was first revealed. He said how important it was for Australia to have a global player in the grain industry and in agribusiness, and that GrainCorp was the best possible opportunity for that to occur. Now, Don Taylor will have the opportunity as head of GrainCorp to make his company into a great world global agribusiness. And I'd encourage him to put his best foot forward and make the company achieve its potential.
Can they do that without capital? And they say they don't have the capital?
Well, they've got to be innovative. They've got to be looking forward to what they might be able to achieve in the future. They have, after all, promised themselves to deliver $250 million worth of capital expansion, and that's a good start. They need to get on with the business of delivering services to all Australian grain growers so that the whole industry can have confidence and actually achieve the opportunities that are available for the future.
To what extent was this a high-stakes gamble for the National Party? You yourself, of course, and colleagues such as Fiona Nash, also the Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce, and Andrew Broad, a new member, of course, for Mallee. Lots of National MPs have been extremely vocal against this sale, both before and since the election. Given that most foreign investment options or proposals in Australia usually are approved, to what extent was this a high-stakes gamble for the Nationals to take such an exposed position?
Well, pretty well all of the members who represented grain-growing areas had concerns about this proposed takeover, and that included Liberal Party members as well as Nationals. We, as people who represent the grain industry, wanted to have a significant Australian company involved in the industry, and we express those views publicly. That's a legitimate part of the political process. I think that the debate has been intense, and there are many people who've been very concerned about this proposed takeover, and those concerns have come from a range of different people and on a range of different issues. Some have concentrated on the suitability of ADM as a company to have a major stake in the Australian industry. Others have been worried about the fact that it would largely lead to foreign ownership of virtually all of our port facilities in Australia. Others were concerned about the capacity of this company to take large profits out of the Australian grain industry and therefore leave Australian farmers essentially destitute, even though they may be producing the best grain into the best markets in the world. So there were a wide range of concerns, and they were expressed by a wide range of people, and I'm pleased that the Treasurer has listened to those concerns and made the decision that he has.
To what extent are you claiming this is a victory for the National Party?
I think it's a good decision for Australia.
Warren Truss, thank you very much.
You're welcome.